Blog Talk Radio.
It gives me great pleasure to present to some, introduce to others, the CEO and the host of WVSW Internet Talk Radio, Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, sometime called Dr. Lowe, Coach Lowe, the Love Guru. WVSW Internet Talk Radio have listeners and watchers in 21 countries. Dr. Lowe, let's make it do what it do.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, the host of Talking Sports Plus Prime Time. As I said earlier, we are the voice of the historical black colleges and universities, high school, and middle school athletics in the southeastern part of the United States. We're excited because our show title is all about March Madness 2022. So we're about to see some awesome basketball. Matter of fact, the games are already started. They actually are moving forward for these preliminary rounds. And on tomorrow night, we'll be getting ready for those rounds where we're moving forward, because these preliminary give an opportunity to find a team that's going to play either the 16th, being the number one team, where there'll be a 16th team ranked going against the number one team that I know in regards to each one of the regions. Also, you have a chance for a team to decide who will play the 14th ranked team in each of the areas. So it's exciting to come before you. Be real. You know, I'm too excited about it because we have a chance to come back and share some things with you. I have an awesome team that works with me. They bless me with the support, but besides that, they bring a lot of knowledge. Now, we want you to be a part of it by offering your knowledge about what's going on in sports. The call-in number so you can part of this show is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. Then I'll ask you to give your location. If you want to give your name, it's fine. Then jump in with that your thoughts and your ideas, your comments, your questions about March Madness 2022. I'm so glad to see that we're being able to be broadcast again on two Instagram accounts. We give a shout out to two of those brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. Those brothers in Greenville, Alabama, that's supporting what we're doing, and we're so thankful that we're being blessed to have those individuals team up with us. You know, several members of that chapter serve as co-hosts on this talk show. And they're so glad to have you, you know, your moms, your brothers. You have a lot of opportunity to share some things and hopefully share wisdom. Now, if you call in, you can also listen to the show. But being broadcast on Instagram, which is Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10, also President Dr. Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. You can also chime in on that way. Then we're on Facebook. That's facebook.com/. Hey, you want to make sure it's Dr. Dr. L. D'Alberto Smith. We're also broadcast and have an opportunity to broadcast on Twitter. But what we like to do is come back and play an on-demand episode. You can tweet our show if you want to share some thoughts, and that's at the Smith Way Production, at WBSW_internet_talk_radio, at Tremaine Edwards with the number 7, at Coach with the K_L_Smith, at Elliot Darrow with the number 1, at Talking Sports Plus with the number 1. As I said on Instagram, you have an opportunity also to roll over to Coach Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith 15. We're being broadcast on that channel from time to time. We have a YouTube channel called The Smith Way Productions. So we're just truly excited about coming to you. One thing we want to make sure we share with you is we'll say this is our brand. We mentioned this show particularly being the voice of the historical black colleges and universities, high school and middle schools, athletics in the southeastern part of the United States. I want to say something else about WBSW Internet Talk Radio. We have listeners and watchers in 24 countries. That's including the United States, north of the border, Canada, and south of the border, Mexico. So we want to get the word out. God has blessed us to be able to do this. So we're really excited about having that opportunity. You can also come back and check out each one of the shows that I have that are scheduled tonight, Talking Sports Plus Prime Time. You can check us out on Facebook. You just go back, and if you are a friend on Facebook, you got a chance to go back and check out the show because it's on there running on the news part of it, as well as Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, LinkedIn. You have a chance to check it out. Just go check it out and see what I even emailed it out. Or you can just go to Blog Talk Radio. And I want to give a shout out. Now, I mentioned the call-in number, but the key is you can go to Blog Talk Radio and check out all of our shows, over 430 episodes. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW, Internet Talk Radio. We're really excited. So check us out through the web link. You have a chance on the call-in number to call in. You got a chance on Instagram, Facebook. And see, God is just blessing us. And see, as we spread our wings to include those 24 countries, we're excited that those individuals are taking time to be a part of this vision that God placed upon my spirit in 2017, bringing a network through social media, through Blog Talk Radio, can touch individuals in many ways. Not only do we do sports, we have a relationship talk show that comes to you on Tuesday night on the second and fourth Tuesday. On the first and third Monday, we have our just plain old life issues. We talk about what's going on in your neighborhood block by block. On our afternoon, we have our Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood. Very excited about talking about what's going on in our neighborhood. And then on Thursday at 6 o'clock, we have the Love Cafe, where the menu is full of some of the things you have experienced in your life. You have an appetizer and a starter, which is a lust in your life. Then you have the entree, which is truly, truly the attraction, where you are attracted to exactly what you see. And then you have the dessert. That's the thing that attach you to that individual. And then you want to make sure you wash it down. Get you some beverage and wash this down. And that's what it's all about, being able to address the love life that you have, the things you're encountering. Truly on Dr. Lowe's show, which is our relationship show on Tuesday, we talk about all those things. On Love Cafe, we talk about those things. Then we have the Shannon show that comes on the third Thursday, and that's at 7:30. Minister Shannon talks about what's going on in all of our communities. She talks about the various issues, whether it's from a spiritual point of view or it's a worldly point of view. To have awesome guests on there. Then on Fridays, the fourth Friday, we have Balling with the Doc. We hit you with some more sports that focus on the historical black colleges and universities, but we include all other sports. Your Division I, your Division II, Division III, NAIA. We include all of that sports, whether it's football, basketball, baseball, track, volleyball, softball, whatever it may be. We try to talk about those, and that's normally at about 3 o'clock as Balling with the Doc. And that's with me on the fourth Friday. It's truly, truly a blessing to be able to come and talk about March Madness. I'm excited. I'm excited to see those individuals that join. Let me give them a shout out. We have S. Duloid. And I'm going to say, they say Yo Blue. So I'm going to say Yo Blue. That's a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. Queen_Chelsea. 3456, give you a wave. And also join us Behind the Mask Ministry. Truly a special person. This young lady is out of Berkeley, California. She's been a co-host on our show. She's also been a guest on our show. none other than Minister Denise Anthony out of Berkeley, California, behind the mask. With blessings from behind the mask of ministers. Thank you so much, Minister Denise. Let's talk some sports now. That's what it's all about. The co-hosts that join me from time to time, I wanted to give a shout out to those guys. As I said earlier, that being a partner with Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, those individuals, some of my co-hosts wanted to join and be a part of it. And I want to call out these individuals. This young man hails from North Alabama, up there above Huntsville. He's a middle school head basketball coach. He's been a head football coach in the middle school. He won six girls Huntsville City School basketball championship. That's the middle school. Five boys middle school championship in Huntsville. As a matter of fact, his feeder school, he feeds to Lee of Huntsville. Lee of Huntsville just won back-to-back with those players that played with him at Chapman. So we're excited to have this young man as a part of our show, and also won two football middle school championships. None other than this young man hails out of North Alabama, as I said earlier. That's Coach Tremaine Call him the truth, and sometimes we just call him the king. Edwards, we'll give a shout out to him. Another coach is a young lady. This young lady is a millennial. She is just a step above a millennial, but she's in her 20s, and she's excited about being a part of it. She's one of the originators of the first show. Now, and I'm so proud of it, what she's doing. She's now in the season of softball. And she's an assistant coach at one of the high schools in Montgomery. And that takes her away from being able to be on the show a lot of time, none other than Coach Lauren D. Smith, a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. So we give a shout out to those young ladies of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. We also have another young lady, and she's an author. She's a life coach. She's also truly have to give a shout out. She's an entrepreneur. She owns two semi-pro, teams. There's one team with two divisions, men and women. The River Region Generals, none other than Coach Sarita Duncan. We also hail from South Central Alabama, retired with the Alabama High School Athletic Association in 2018, the second man in charge. He's also known to many back 10 years ago with Hot 105 on Friday nights. He was known as Touchdown Tony. That's Coach Anthony Touchdown Tony Star Wars, member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, the vice president of Zeta Phi Sigma chapter in Greenville. We also have a young man that works as a coach, and also he's been an official, and he's truly, truly a entrepreneur. He has, him and his wife has a restaurant down in Georgetown, Alabama, called Mary Roof Restaurant, some awesome Southern cuisine, none other than Coach Marvin Lala Smith, a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Last but not least, can never forget this young man, because he started when we began to evolve. He was there. Then he had to make sure he do his role with the big KB. He's one of the promoter and one of the DJs and one of the personalities. He's our radio personality with 94.1. You can check him out from 2 to 4, 2 to 6 every day on 94.1 FM. You can check him out on 93.1 down in Dothan. Then there's 96.5. You have 103. Check us out and check him out. None other than the conductor of the E-Train, the Don King of all things, none other than my fraternity brother, Darryl E. Train Elliott, doing some awesome things over with the Big KD. Awesome. I want to give a shout out to Jacqueline Davidson out of McKenzie, Alabama. Thank you, Jacqueline. You know, was a part of that group of individuals there when I first started my career as an educator in McKenzie, Alabama. Down there teaching, coaching, just doing all the things that come along with being an educator. Also, a shout out to Earl Presley, one of my players from back at McKenzie High School back. Truly, let's go back to the 80s. Thank you, Earl, for taking time. You was here with us Monday night, and you showed up again tonight. And B.J. Jefferson out of the state of Tennessee, Memphis, Tennessee. Thank you, B.J., for joining us. I want to give a shout-out to each and every one of those individuals as we move forth with it, with what we have planned for you tonight. Our title, again, is March Madness 2022. We want to spotlight, like always, historical black colleges and universities. And we want to spotlight the tournament and also the bid they received for the NCAA tournament. We'll start with the CIAA, which is the Central Intercollegiate Athletic Association. The tournament was truly awesome this year. Virginia Union defeated Fayetteville State 65-22 to claim the CIAA title 2022. Tournament MVP was Jason Seeger. He led the way with 15 points, while Darian Dixon added 14 points. Reese Worthy had 13 points with 6 assists. So congratulations to Virginia Union for winning the 2022 CIAA championship. That's the men's. On the women's side, you have Lincoln University managed to hold off a tough Elizabeth City State squad 67-52 to win their first ever CIAA tournament title. Elizabeth City State was led by senior and CIAA Player of the Year, Brianna Brown, with 28 points and 6 rebounds. Congratulations to Virginia Union on the men's side, Elizabeth City State on the women's side for winning the CIAA 2022 tournament. We want to give a shout out to those individuals in the South, the SIAC, the Southern Intercollegiate Athletic Conference. The basketball tournament was held the first week in February. And we wanted to give a shout out to Savannah State on the men's side. Savannah State claimed the SIAC tournament championship by routing Benedict 76-62. On the women's side, Benedict College on the women's side. So they had the men and women in the tournament. Benedict squeaked out a 71-69 win over Savannah State to claim the SIAC tournament championship. However, the bid did not go out to either school. The bid went out to Miles College. Miles College received a bid to play in the NCAA Division II tournament 2022, lost in the second round to Union College 65-50. And on the women's side, Savannah State women lost to Union College as well, 87-50. So we'll give a true shout out to those individuals who had a chance to make a difference in the SIAC. Keep doing what you're doing in SIAC, Southern Intercollegiate Athletic Conference. Also, I want to give a shout out to the SWAC, Southwest Athletic Conference. For any people that are hopefully in the state of Alabama, state of Florida, Mississippi that's checking us out, you will know that you have two teams in the state of Alabama, Alabama State University and Alabama A&M University. In Florida, you have now Florida A&M University and Bethune-Cookman College. And then in Mississippi, you got Jackson State, Alcorn State, Mississippi Valley. In Louisiana, you have Southern University and you have Grambling. In the state of Texas, you have Texas A&M and Prairie View A&M University. And in the state of Arkansas, you have Arkansas Pine Bluff. So those are the teams that make up the SWAC, Southwest Athletic Conference. And we want to recognize the women division champion. When in the women's division, you have Jackson State University claim the 2022 regular season championship and the tournament championship. They claimed the regular season championship with a 15-0 mark, but they continued on, but they were so far ahead of everybody else that they had to claim them 3 weeks ago. They was champions. Went on and played in the SWAC championship and was very successful winning the SWAC championship and receiving the bid to go to the NCAA March Madness, where they'll be taking on Louisiana State University. Jackson State have the true pleasure of being ranked 14 among the region to take on number 3, Louisiana State University, on Saturday at 4 p.m. So check them out if you have a chance. You can see them, see the women perform at a high level from Jackson State University. Texas Southern on the men's side claim the Cricket Southwest Athletic Conference basketball tournament. It was Cricket for the women as well. Cricket is a sponsor. They was able to win the men's division and propel them to be able to play in the play-in, which is where they get a chance to play Texas A&M, which they played Tuesday. Texas A&M at, I'm going to say, Corpus Christi, played them Tuesday at 5:40. So we're going to give a shout-out to those teams in the SWAC that were successful during the regular season and the tournament and get a chance to get a bid to the NCAA tournament. Let's talk MEAC basketball. But before we do, we want you to give us a call, and the call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell. Then ask you to offer your location, your name if you choose, and then jump right in with your discussion about your area, your neighborhood, your historical black college, your high school, your middle school. We invite you to do that. On the MEAC side and their champions, that's the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference. Before I move to that, I'll pause and give a shout out to, and I'm doing my best, this is Dina Frankfurt Wesley. Thank you for joining us. Coach Boone, 1914, thank you for joining us. We have Christopher Bennett, 68. Thank you for joining. Christopher Bennett is the financial secretary of Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville, a Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. We want to give a shout out to him for joining us as well. Try to make sure I'm scanning and getting everybody and giving them a shout out. I can't wave to you per se, but I want to give a shout out to you as well. Let's look at the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference. I'm looking at my screen in the background, look like I kind of lost my connection, and whatever it may be, it's okay, because God is blessing us. God is doing some awesome things to get us back in the game. You should be able to see something coming up now, and I'm going to work to get it going right, because I want you to be able to see what it is, but it just went to sleep on right. This is the, as it said, WBSW Radio, the internet station. Thank you for being able to get that back right quick. Let's look at the MEAC basketball championship. On the women's side, Howard University was able to, I'm getting some internet problems here, but Howard University was able to defeat, if you just give me a minute because I want to get this up right quick. So this acting up, that's all right. We're going to get it up. Call these techno problems we have here. There we go. Howard University women was able to defeat Norfolk State 61-44 to win their first championship in 21 years in the women division. Men, Norfolk State defeated Coffin State in that division. So we're looking at, in the Division One women tournament, Howard takes on UIW on Wednesday night, which is tonight. And you got the men, Norfolk State takes on Baylor on tomorrow. So we look forward to having some awesome basketball at March Madness. That's what it's all about. We want you to truly, truly be a part. You have an opportunity on each one of the social media to type in your thoughts. Share with us exactly what's going on with you in your neck of the woods, and we just want to know. Let's move to some high school. Our high school resident say he's going to call in. I'm looking for him to call in, but we're not going to sit here and wait forever. We're just going to make this thing happen on our high school storyline. We want to give a shout-out to each of these states who crowned champions, and there we're going to mention three of them that's in the southeastern part tonight. And then we're going to move forth and talk about coaching milestone in the state, as well as teams that I know in the state went back-to-back champs in the state of Alabama. Start off with the Alabama High School Athletic Association 2022 state basketball champions. In the girls 1A, you have Marion County. The boys 1A, Covington Christian. 2A, you have Pascoe's girls and section boys won the 2A state basketball tournament championship. 3A, you have Prattville Christian. Girls and Plainview boys championship in the 3A. In the 4A, we got Dettler. Girls won the championship, and on the boys' side, you had Jacksonville. 5A, you have Gunnersville girls and Leob Huntsville boys. 6A, Hazel Green girls and Cubman boys won the state championship. And on the 7A side, you have Hoover girls winning the girls' championship, and Enterprise High School winning the boys' championship. In Florida High School Athletic Association, boys 7A, you have Columbus out of Miami. 6A, you have Marion County. 5A, you have Strahan. Then 4A, Andrew Jackson. 3A, Florida High out of Tallahassee. 2A, Orlando Christian Prep. 1A, you have Bradford out of Stark. On the girls' side, 7A, Dr. Phillips. On the 6A, St. Thomas Aquinas. 5A, American Heritage. These are Fort Lauderdale schools. I can tell you that for a fact. Then you also have 4A, Lake Highland Prep. 3A, Westminster Academy. 3A, Miami Christian. And 1A, Ponce de Leon. That's the Florida State High School champions in basketball for 2022. Congratulations to each and every one of you all, your community, your school, the athletes, the coaches, just everybody that worked hard to put this together. We're going to go to the Georgia High School Athletic Association, a 2022 state basketball champion. Let me give a shout out to my cousin, none other than Eric L. Seals, a member of Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity. Want to give you a shout out, Eric, from your cousin. That's what it's all about. We're going to look at Georgia High School now, 2022 state basketball champion. On the girls, we'll start with the 1A. And Georgia have two divisions of 1A. They have a private division, and they have a public division. The private 1A, you have Mount Paran Christian. On the public side, you have Lake Oconus Academy. 2A, you have Elbert County. On the 3A, Lumpkin County. On the 4A, Meritus. On the 5A, Woodworth Academy. On the 6A, Lovejoy, right outside of Atlanta. You also, on the 7A, you have Norcross. On the boys, in the boys division, 1A private, you have Green Forest. On the 1A public, you have Drew Charter. 2A West Side. 3A, you have Cross Creek. 4A, Spencer. 5A, Tri-City, up in Atlanta. 6A, Grove Town. And 7A, Norcross. So the girls and boys from Norcross were successful in Georgia High School State Basketball Tournament. Congratulations to all those teams and their representatives. We have to give them a hand clap because they did an awesome job. It is not easy to get to a championship, but when you get there and win it, it adds a whole different ingredient to what you've been trying and to see how hard work you put in. So congratulations to those three states of champions in basketball for 2022. Some coaching milestones. We want to give a shout out to, on the boys side of the Alabama High School Athletic Association out of Huntsville, Alabama, you have back-to-back head basketball coach Greg Brown. He led his Lee Huntsville boys basketball to 2021 and 2022 state 5A champions. So congratulations, Coach Greg Brown, and all of those assistants and the state, just a complete school, making a difference in the lives of our young people, letting them experience what a championship is like. We congratulate each and every one of them. We also want to give a shout out to Hazel Green Lady Basketball Team, winning its fifth championship in a row. 6'8" girls, 5 in a row. Their coach is Coach Tim Miller. So he had us 5 there, and I know you have one in Jeff Davis High School in Montgomery, so we have about 6 or 7 dealing with the girls. So he's just reigning all over the place, because by being the reigning 6A girls champion, Hazel Green had a 57-game winning streak going into the tournament. So you add those games in there, and you're looking at about 60-game champ streak. They're still going on because they're going to next year. Also, a historical moment in coaching. And at this point, I'm going to click on our co-host as soon as we get him up. And I hope he can hear me if he would just give us a shout-out. Coach Starworth.
I got you, Frat. I hear you.
Okay. You got me. I appreciate it. I'm going to let you jump in a minute and kind of talk a little loud. I'm using the speakers on a different little setup, so I'm going to need you a little louder tonight, okay? But let me say this. I want to give a shout-out to a historical moment in high school basketball in the state of Alabama because you had a young lady as a head boys coach, Coach Courtney Ward, to take her team to the state tournament. Now, I may be wrong, but I got Coach Stallworth to straighten me out. This is the first time a female head basketball coach of boys have taken a team to the state tournament. They didn't win the championship, but she took them. That means she got a chance to come back again. Brother Stallworth, if you want to jump in right now, you can. This is Coach Tony Touchdown Stallworth, our high school expert. Coach Stallworth, share your thoughts.
Hey, my brother. Yes, and I'm glad you got to that point because I spoke to Coach Ward, and Coach Ward and I was very close when she was at Lanier High School. And we spoke, and history says it favorably that she is the first. And the thing about it is not only is she is the first, she is in control. She's just not just sitting there. She's in control of that team. And Courtney has a very good history, as you said before, of the days that she played at Jeff Davis High School and went on to Florida State. And she has always been a coach that admires and looking for challenges. Because, you know, part-time, she's a law enforcement officer.
Yeah.
I think about 3 or 4 years into a marriage with a child, but she never lost a beat. So that's to be commended, and it is history, you know. And I think that what she has done is set the table because now let's do this as well since we're talking. Let's recognize Jeff Davis has a female coach as well. And I'm going to say this respectfully, and I hope our listeners don't take it from me. They were the two best teams. They were the best two coaches in the entire metro in the city of Montgomery this year, and they proved it as far as they had gone. You know, so that shows us that it's a change in the trend, or should we say, are the women getting better or the men getting slower? I welcome and embrace the change because it is a different day now.
Yes, it is. That's awesome, Brother Stallworth. And if you want to share some thoughts about just the tournament in itself, since you were there for the Alabama High School Athletics State Tournament up in Birmingham, Alabama, can you share some thoughts about, we called out all, and named all the champions for each division, girls and boys, if you just want to share some thoughts about that right now.
Yes, and the thing about the tournament, coming back from not just COVID, but from the renovation of facilities there at the Legacy Birmingham Jefferson, it has a different look there now because of the sky boxes, and it's a environment now where it is very invitational, meaning that when you see it, you want to get back there, and I commend it, Mr. Briggs and his staff for the remote ability of it and the flow of getting teams in and getting teams out. And it's going to always be some unfortunate situations that happen in events because when you bring people together, people are challenged with how they feel about their team, how they feel about the officials, how they feel about this and that. They just have so many different agendas. So when you have a little bit of an outburst sometimes, and it's controlled, that's just part of athletics. You know, that's just the way it is. But I think going forward that and having that contractual agreement with the Legacy and Birmingham Jefferson is going to really, really be something that every school, 1 through 7A girls and boys, is going to want to be a part of year in and year out. And while I'm talking on this subject here, I'm going to go back a little bit with the regionals. The regionals were separated in Montgomery, the two Southeast Southwest regionals between Garrett Coliseum, which has the transparency of the next level. But then when you go over to the multiplex, it's not. So what you're doing is you have a little bit of, unless you can always schedule, and I'm not complaining, nor am I criticizing, unless you can always try to schedule a team like you're doing baseball. In baseball, you have one team will play over Patterson, another one play down at the Biscuits. But if you win, then you move, all the winners will move over. So what that does is give everybody an opportunity to be in the bigger facility going forward, because that's the kind of facility you're going to see in the championship. Overall, as in every event, there are some downs, flows, and there's some good. And I think the good outweigh the bad, because kids want to play. I don't care if you put them in the backyard. If it's a championship, they're ready to play. Folks, they're ready to play. So I thought it was a very, very good, remarkable event. And the attendance were great as well.
That's awesome, brother, I tell you. Because it was a great opportunity to get back in a place instead of being in two or three places the previous year. COVID affected all of this, but God has blessed us to be able to get back to the Birmingham Jefferson City Center and be able to put on a class act. And I applaud the Alabama High School staff the executive director, Alvin Riggs. I want to give a shout out to him. And being able to come into that position and then to put on this type of event in his first, I'll say, outing in that level of championship. And we applaud and we want to give a shout out to him for doing all, and the staff too. It wasn't just him by himself, and the coaches and the administrators. Right. All of them plays a role in this, but I just want to say that everybody's supporting what he's doing. They're excited about having the opportunity to get back to the BJCC to participate. Mm-hmm. And also the Progressive Stadium is eventually seeing like it will be available for making sure that we can have our young people play at the highest level in the most technological and most innovative places that we have. So, you know, the BJCC has been there, but there's been some awesome work done on it to get it back, get it where it needs to be, up to date, have the skybox, our brother Stallworth has said. So we applaud those individuals in Birmingham as well for taking it, the mayor just taking on this challenge with his council and all the board members and all those individuals that's working on the park and rec, just trying to make it happen. So we truly, truly want to say congratulations to each and every one of them. Congratulations to each one of these schools. And before I throw it back to you, Brother Star, I just want to give a shout out to those teams that had back-to-back championships. I mentioned about Hazel Green having back-to-back-to-back-to-back, Hoover having back-to-back-to-back. But I want to give a shout-out to Leah Huntsville for being the 5A boys state champion, back-to-back, Coach Greg Brown up there. Then you have Hoover, I have mentioned, Hazel Green. Then Prattville Christian repeating as state champion, and Pascal repeating as 2A state champion. Brother Star, if you want to add some notes to that about those schools and some of those milestones.
Yeah, and Tim, I heard you talking about Tim. Tim does a real good job of getting the very most out of his players back in the days at Jeff Davis High School. And, of course, you know, he left and went on to, and which really helped him as being a coach that the average upper-level parents want their kids to play for, because, you know, he took on the job at University of Alabama as well and came back. But I heard you mention Pisco, and Dessler is another program that's been one of those in elite that may not have been back-to-back, but what happens is if you go back and look at their total record, you will see how accumulative they were. I want to say this about the tournament. I think the Birmingham teams were well representative there. Give kudos to Coleman for not only just coming, but coming with a purpose.
Yep.
You
yes,
know,
sir.
And that we don't want to leave that out, because they're not one of the names that you ever even hear about getting there, let alone losing. But most What's happening now, Dr. Smith, and our listeners are, is that the administrators and coaches and the people that are trying to upgrade their program, they look on those brochures and they look at those assistant coaches that are in these programs. Like, what most people don't know is the assistant coach, I mean, the head coach at Coleman was an assistant with Bucky over to Mountain Brook.
Okay.
So, and he bought the different color uniform, but the same flavor and same result, state championship. And speaking of Bucky, I'm hearing now that Bucky could be a candidate for one of the SEC jobs, and he's done a real good job. And I'm not deviating from your agenda, but he's a high school product. He did a very outstanding job at Samba, giving him 20 to 25 wins, and I heard his name coming up for the Ole Miss job.
Okay,
so that's kudos to how the stage of the Alabama High School Athletic Association, the Legacy Arena, and all that gives opportunity for coaches as well as the players to be able to get some notoriety going forward. Because it's all about that. You know, going back is all about going forward.
Awesome. I tell you, Brother Stallworth, that's some very fruitful information that help individuals kind of see what sports is. We're talking about Talking Sports Plus prime time. We're giving you all the nuggets dealing with middle school and high school. Sometimes we don't touch so much on middle school, but we're giving you for the high school because we mentioned just three states and all their champions. We're going to come back with three other states on the next show, which includes South Carolina, Tennessee, and Mississippi. So we want to move forward and make sure we share their championships as well on the next show. I tell you, man, it's just awesome to be able to come and talk about March Madness. We talk about those teams being able to be selected to get a chance to play if they have to play in the play-in game, because it's going to be two games that are play-in teams are going to play. And I think I believe Texas Southern was involved against Texas A&M at Corpus Christi.
That's correct.
So they had a chance to play. And then we have to applaud those schools getting the opportunity to get in there and participate based on winning their tournament championship. Norfolk State, you get a chance to take on Baylor, but still you're getting a chance to be there. You never know what will happen.
And Dr. Smith, and Dr. Yes. Kudos to Alcorn on last night that beat a very good, I said, tired team in Texas A&M because what happened there was that same team had beat what Auburn and Tennessee in the championship and won some very good games. But I think 5 games in 6 days will get in of us. But kudos to Alcorn for battling them to the wire like they did and representing the SWAC and the NIT.
Yeah, exactly. So that's just a great opportunity for each and one of these. We wanted to give a shout out to each one of the Division One, which is the SWAC Southwest Athletic Conference, and their whole season. The MEAC, Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference, and all they accomplished this season. The SIAC, which is Division Two, and the things they accomplished, and the CIAA. And the things they accomplished. So those are the historical black colleges and university conferences that participate at the highest level. So we say congratulations to each and every one. Congratulations to each one of these high schools again. Let's got to give a shout out. Got to say keep doing what you're doing, because there are some good things that's continuing to go and break for the school. And if you would take a minute, Brother Stallworth, and kind of share with how there's the state of Alabama where it's going to be reclassing coming up for 2022 through 2024. Can you kind of share just a little bit about the reclassing?
Yes, I can share a little bit. I'm very limited on all of it because it's so wide-based. But, it was based on competitive balance. For those listeners who don't understand competitive balance, meaning that in your sports program, whereas, I'm going to use Bayside, for example. Bayside doesn't have a whole lot of notoriety or as much notoriety in football, basketball, and other sports, but their volleyball team probably have about 12, 13 championships. So in that swing, competitive balance is what competitive balance does, and we're talking private schools here, not public. What that competitive balance does is it has a tendency to put them in a situation where they put them in a higher class. You know, now, it don't always move all of your teams in the same class to a certain extent, because one of your schools could be playing at a lower level as the other one playing at a higher level. But what the competitive balance is put in place is, for example, most private schools were based on their enrollment ratio, because they call it recruitment. It is to a certain extent, because they can attract people to come to their school, but they still have to follow the Alabama High School Association rules. But in their recruitment, what they're going to do is attract and then make a lot of sense in the world the better athletes for their particular program. And they give them scholarships, and of course, the association regulates their scholarships too, or how many or what, et cetera. But what has happened is that competitive balance, what it does is it's a formula that's used when it comes to the reclassification every 2 years. I want to say this because I can't get into the extent of every team. It did. Let's take St. James. St. James before was playing in a area with, let's just say, Booker T. Washington and all the schools over that way, because they was on the edge of Taylor Road going that way. Now, what the competitive balance have done now with the formula by replacing some of the schools back toward their original alignments, now you got the St. James, the Montgomery Academy, and Catholic and all of them in the same area. And that's right there in Montgomery. So it has its ups and it has its downs, but that is one of the things that were put in place that the legislature fought, of course, that has really helped classification, because the private schools are going to or have to follow the rules and regulations of the abide by the rules and regulations of the High School Athletic Association, but you still have to keep a lid on them because, to the greatest of extent, they do have an advantage coming in.
Exactly. Awesome, man. I tell you, those stories you shared that magnificently. We thank you so much. But we're getting ready to close out, and I want to take the last few minutes to give a shout out to those individuals joining us. But if you want to have a parting words for individuals that's joining us on Facebook, Instagram, and Blog Talk Radio.
I want to say this, and I want to add this to the closing of the Alabama High School Athletic Association, because I have been in conversation with Jamie Lee, which is over basketball. The association is trying to, if they could, invite a separation of the two regionals there in Montgomery. A school, an area right now that's very interested is that of Dothan. And Dothan is highly interested. And when I say this, respectfully, is that I wouldn't say this unless the contracts on the venues that are in operation now was not expired. But those expired, and just like in anything else, Dr. Smith, if you know it, you've been in the administrative role, is it's just like taking bids now. It's open market. So let's look for a possible change. And whatever that change will be will not take away both regionals from the city of Montgomery. It's just that it may be a situation where it may be separated. Because when you're dealing with universities, and respectful to the Alabama State University, they have guidelines they have to follow. They got schedules. They got a mandate. So you got to try to get these are regionals in places where you can get a five-year contract uninterrupted. You don't want to get a five-year contract and all of a sudden somebody coming back and say, well, this year now we got to play this team and we can't go. You can't do that because the high schools can't change and the association can't change, because once you set the board mandate and approve it, I mean, then they can't just come back and amend because of a regional site that can't offer. And you just can't find sites that's conditionable, suitable, and can accommodate the size of these tournaments that's coming in. So that's something that the city of Montgomery can be or need to be aware of, that one of those sites could be moved.
That's awesome. And your parting words, my brother.
Thank you so very much, Dr. Smith, for allowing me to come in. I apologize when I can't. Sometimes my schedule is unfavorable, but as I always say, have a nice day. You take the day, and don't let the day take you.
Awesome, brother. That's awesome, brother. Thank you so much, Brother Stallworth, for sharing that. That's Touchdown Tony Stallworth. You know, we're going to get in our hands, y'all. We're going to get in our hands, y'all, for taking time to share some awesome information with us. You guys bless us one more time. Have a in the house. Back to closing out, I want to give a shout out to the last few people that was on Instagram that joined us on Zeta Phi Sigma. That's Brooklyn Bay joining us, and Cole_nice_car_drawing. Check those individuals out, because if you go and look at the recording, you will see those names and those individuals listed down. Those one was added lately. Then we have Shanita Arrington Mitchell. She's joined us as well. Thank you so much. And with any others that I'm able to stroll and get, and I'll do that, that's Eric Seals. Thank you, Eric, so much. BJ Jefferson, Earl Presley, Jacqueline Davidson. We have the Blue_Diplomat2, Dr. Athea Hampton, Behind the Mask Ministry with Minister Denise Stephanie, and Pastor and my frat brother, Christopher Bennett, 638. Thank each and every one of you all for joining us. Join us on Blog Talk Radio. Join us on Facebook. Join us on Instagram. It's been truly a blessing. But as we close out, we just want to do this for all of you for taking time. We want to give you a hand clap. And then I will conclude by saying, give your family members a hug. Tell them you love them. God is blessing us. We're still in the pandemic. We're slowly moving out to some sense of normalcy. But please follow the protocol. Protect yourself. I know a lot of the mask mandates been lifted. But to protect yourself, if you think you need to wear a mask, let's respect each person for their decision to wear one to protect themselves and their family. Truly, truly, you have an opportunity. You know, get your vaccine if you hadn't gotten it. Get your booster shot. There's one more booster shot. We've been talking about the fourth shot. Maybe coming if you need to get it. Get it. Make sure you get it. Let's continue to protect our families. Because truly, truly, I love you. It's all about my heart. And I want to, again, give you a hand clap for taking time to be here tonight. Coming back tomorrow. We're going to do our Love Cafe at 6 o'clock. We'll see you then on WBSW Internet Talk Radio. Truly from my heart. And then we'll close it out now. It's truly to a special moment. Love you, people.